Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Premier, one of the hosts, and I want to show you something that my wife sent to me that she couldn't explain. And I assume it's Photoshop because it's the only way I'm going to be able to sleep at night.
Okay.
She follows... Steve, I sent that to you, right? She follows a thing called Pics or It Didn't Happen, and somebody posted a photo of this and implied that they got this little postcard in the mail from a neighbor. And it's a photo of a surly-looking man sitting on the porch with a peach polo shirt, some denim shorts, some sandals with socks on. And up top it says, "Hey, I'm cutting off circulation to my leg."
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
And then it says in another box, "I'm your neighbor on the street, and I'm using a series of rubber bands to cut off the circulation to my leg." And so his right leg is normal, and his left leg, from about 3 inches above the knee, is dying on the vine.
It sure is.
I'm sending you this so that you know that I am not doing it for a sexual reason. I'm doing it because my father did this, and his father before him. They did it for 9 months, so will I.
That is the stupidest tradition I've ever heard of in my whole life.
That can't be real.
Wow.
Right?
I can't look at it. It's so gross.
When you see me in the street, I don't want you to be alarmed that something adult-oriented is happening. This is my tradition, and it's appropriate. Well, you can't just say it's appropriate. You can say it's my tradition. Please don't ask me about my leg because it's rude. This is all the information you need or will get. Can't be real.
No.
Right?
No,
it can't be.
I don't think
so. It's too ridiculous. It's just too ridiculous. Like, maybe he's already missing a leg and it's just like all fake.
I don't know. Somebody's good with Photoshop.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
this is,
I mean, would it die that cleanly? Like, that's such a definitive line.
I don't know. I can't tell you that. I'm asking if it's real or not.
I don't know.
Clearly, I don't know how legs die.
I'm not sure either.
But if it is real and that's the tradition you've picked up, you know, like most families, it's like, "Hey, I have the same middle name as my dad." Like, if this is the one you go with, your family is messed up.
No. One of my weird problems really with it is, why do you still have a sock and a sandal on it? Well, you know you can barely walk on it.
That's the thing. I think this is a Photoshop here because, I don't know, the sock looks a little bigger.
Yeah.
Imagine how bad it smells.
I think you're doing a great job.
Like, do you still wash it?
You have
Hot Wings wouldn't.
Why bother? Yeah, I mean, who cares?
I wonder what his toes look like.
Well, probably purple versions of the other ones.
Yeah, it does.
That's a unique shade of purple. It'd be a nice, like, sweater.
Yeah, it almost looks like it was burned.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with Steve on this with the Photoshop because it shows the leg being all emaciated, but then the foot seems like a completely normal size.
Yeah.
There's a sock on it, but it looks like, I mean, I would think that would get kind of crazy looking too.
But maybe he can't lose weight in his feet. Maybe that's where all the water goes.
Maybe, yeah.
Or maybe it's multi-layered socks.
Could have lots of socks on.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm sure his toes get really cold now.
Yeah.
Kelly, can you imagine if you're dating this guy and you just throw your legs over his and you realize your legs are touching that one?
No, no. I feel like it probably still grows hair.
It definitely does.
Looks like it.
I
pretty matted.
My eyes have been closed most of this segment because right behind Freebeer's head, which is generally the direction I'm looking at, there's just an emaciated leg sticking out of your head. And
You're already suffering enough with my face.
I know. Yeah. God, it's
hard. Last thing you need is some weird gross thing to distract you from the gross thing in the foreground.
It's so nasty looking.
And why does he have such a scowl if he's happy with what he's doing? This is his thing.
That's funny because that was one of the things that went, anybody who sends out this postcard is going to be like smiling with a thumbs up like, hey, don't forget, I'm a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Third generation weirdo. Now, here's what did kind of make Hot Wing make me believe it. Years ago, probably 20, 21 years ago at this point, Hot Wings and I interviewed a man who had some sort of malfunction with the circulation in his leg where that was happening naturally.
Yes.
Okay.
And his leg was dying, but his insurance would not pay for amputation. They would only pay for treatment to make him comfortable while it continued dying on the vine.
Yeah. Why? Why wouldn't they cover it? Come on.
So he was raising money to by selling virtual tickets. Again, this is like 2001.
Yeah.
To view him cut off his own leg with the guillotine he was building using the crowdsourced money.
Yes.
Wow.
And when we interviewed him, he was at like $1,800 trying to get to $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
For a guillotine?
Yeah, he might still.
He's building it himself.
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. We're like, how much are guillotine supplies?
I wouldn't.
Well, he's like, well, I'm going to need something for the medical care. We're like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, okay, I think, yeah, part of it was the follow-up.
I could probably build a guillotine for under $300.
Yeah, but.
Did he do it?
That's a weird flex, Steve.
Oh, look, I mean.
Oh, I bet you could build it for even less than that. I mean,
come
really.
Come on by, Steve's second chance Jeeps. Alongside my sister's store, discount guillotine.
I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. Yeah, you get, eighth inch sheet of steel and then just really sharpen the bottom of that. But that's cheap.
It's very cheap.
Yeah,
steel's cheap.
You don't need a lot.
Go to the scrapyard.
Yeah, some weights, some wood, and a few screws.
Yeah, exactly. Some pressure treated 4x4s so you can leave it outside and it's not going to rot.
Yeah, so you can do it more than once in case. You
know. This text, why would I have ever second guessed eating beef jerky while listening to the show for breakfast? But it turns out I should.
Oh, dude, that looks. His leg looks like beef jerky.
I mean, it
does. Like the good homemade kind.
Yeah. But it looks a little bit more like a Slim Jim.
Look at that.
Like you, the kind of that wrinkly look.
You slap a Jack Lynx logo on this.
Oh, that would be such a mad Bigfoot.
Don't you ruin beef jerky. Don't you do that. Beef jerky
we're making
is
it
delicious,
better.
And now I'm never, ever, I'm going to cry. Oh my God. That picture, if you can't see it, it is so bad.
I don't, I don't like the leg, but I'm more offended by the jean shorts.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Really?
Yeah, not great.
Way too tight.
Oh, my God.
Way too tight.
Well, I mean,
those would cut off the circulation alone.
I don't like it if I sit on the toilet too long and my feet get tingly. Much less having a giant blood leg.
I mean, I certainly...
Or unblood leg.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I wouldn't want an unblood leg either.
I don't think... Yeah, would just putting a rubber band around your leg do that?
Well, that's how they castrate.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Tighter and tighter rubber bands until the balls turn that color.
The blood flow is like so...
That's what some people's do.
You put enough rubber bands together, you can make a ball the size of this table. You can do anything with rubber bands.
Kelly's trying to go to a happy place.
I am trying.
He's trying to get out of here.
I've been on eye makeup and I'm crying over here. That leg is so gross. Okay.
Well, the worst part is once that one's done, he starts on the other.
That can't be true.
Yep, they'll get so flimsy, you'll be able to tie them like a bow on a Christmas package.
And did it say that he's only doing it for 9 months? Because that's what his grandpappy did.
Yep,
something?
And what his diddy did. What my diddy and my granddiddy did.
And then what do? You just take them off and hope that...
Put on long pants?
Hope it grows.
Like, I ain't coming back.
By the way, that would be another option.
That's dead.
If you're not a fan of all the attention, mix in a long pant. You know.
Yeah, this is something that somebody just does for attention.
I think so.
About that on the air.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, their brain is broke.
Oh, yeah, before the internet.
Yeah, what is something that somebody would do for attention?
Yeah, I mean,
this guy would have been like, you know what? I'm going to wear an eye patch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people just get a fun hat, maybe dye their hair.
Yeah.
But this idiot, you know, takes his leg off with rubber bands.
This is a trash person's fedora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is an extreme fedora.
It's a very extreme fedora.
Yeah.
Do you want to see a picture of how it looked after a year?
I really can't
do
that. My brain's going into fight or flight mode. I started crying, and then I'm yawning. I can't tell if I'm going to pass out or puke yet. And
I do have two more pictures when you're ready.
I can't do it.
Of the same leg?
Well, of his dad and his grandpa.
Oh, let's see.
Do you really?
No.
Okay, thank God, because that is going to be some nasty looking beef jerky from like the '20s and then the '50s and then today.
I don't think you could take it.
I can't do it. I can't. I don't need to see your generational beef jerky rubber band leg. It's so weird that you do that to yourself. If you were mangled because of an accident, I could look at that as tragedy. You do that, and I just look at you like you're gross. No, you smell terrible. Your leg feels weird, and your beef jerky grows hair. I need you to get that. Put a pant on.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.